And welcome to the ET691 Internship Podcast with your host, Irene Bao. The process and product section of your internship portfolio should include the products you created throughout your internship and a narrative that explains the process of your internship. These products can include any artifacts you've created and images of you or your learners in action, if applicable. This section is the meat of your internship portfolio and be one of the more time-consuming sections in creating the portfolio. This episode will dive into some of the suggestions and strategies for creating the process and product section of your internship portfolio. Today, I'm with Patty Holy-Ilinda, a recent alumna from the Loyola EdTech program, talking about Showcase Your Awesome Process and Products. Welcome, Patty.
Hi, Irene. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you could join us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So before we dive in, Patty, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
So I'm an educator of 30 years who recently went back to get her master's with Loyola University, Maryland. So that was a really exciting, thought-provoking, challenging time. I loved every minute of it. And I'm currently a gifted and talented resource teacher with Howard County Public School System. And I enjoy that too. Love every minute in the classroom.
Awesome. And congratulations on your recent graduation.
Thank you.
So we are going to get started in with our Showcase Your Awesome Process and Products with the first question. So Patty, how did you organize the various items from your internship?
So we have a learning management system called Canvas in Howard County. And most of our items were curated and housed in Canvas. But Canvas utilizes Google Suite, which is also very helpful. And so our documents that we couldn't fit in Canvas, we put into Google Suite, and we then made folders for all of the staff members so they could access them. So we organized them with Canvas and Google.
Awesome. So, and I'm skipping ahead a little bit. When bringing them into your portfolio, and for everyone out there, Patty built a website for her portfolio, as most people do. Did you have any difficulties moving from the Canvas LMS from Howard County and the Google Suite from Howard County and placing it in your portfolio?
That's a great question. So for Canvas, we had to do quite a few screenshots to show that we had documents and different pages, because it's essentially you're building pages in the modules. Since people couldn't have access from the website to the Canvas documents because they were a private LMS, in that no one outside of the system can access them. So that was a little difficult. It was not difficult to take the items from Google Suite because you can embed them into your website.
Yes, and so I have a lot of interns that do similar things where they're building within an LMS. That's a closed system, as you said. So a closed system is just Howard County people can access it. So if you're putting links to your Google Classroom or your Canvas Classroom or something like that, I don't necessarily have access to see it. And that's the same, your Howard County Google Suite is open, so you can share it to people outside of your organization, but not every district has that capability. So that does get a little tricky for a lot of interns. So when you're for the internship portfolio, when you're creating your portfolio, what was the most difficult part about showcasing the artifacts from your internship?
So the difficult part was showcasing items that were in Canvas, but as I said before, taking screenshots, screencasts of different video components that we made, and putting them into Google, because Google is then something that's easily embedded into the website. I use Satori to then highlight the different stages of the internship process because it fit into a nice timeline for me. It took quite a bit of time, but you can embed the links, you can embed the video, you can embed the screenshots and things like that. So it makes it much more user-friendly and easy to follow. You just don't want your Satori to be too long, because then that throws off whoever is viewing it.
Yes, I have a lot of interns that use Satori, and most of the feedback from using that platform, I think it's a like an add-on that you can include in your embed into your website or into your portfolio. And one of the big comments is it's a lot of time to put together. Mm-hmm. And I have had interns that have had really long ones, and the formatting and the order starts getting messed up, where it's not always based on what you see in the editing mode. It's not always what's published based on how much is in there. But Satori is great. I see a lot of students use it, and I agree, it's nice for a nice timeline. What was the best strategy when selecting the artifacts and writing your internship rationales and descriptions?
So I'd say the best thing that you can do is make yourself completely familiar with the rubric for the internship and for the portfolio itself, and go from the rubric. If the rubric is telling you that you need to do this, that, and this, you need to do that. And so then select your artifacts based upon the rubric. Don't just go with an artifact that you think looks flashy or is fun or something that your viewer might like. If it doesn't align with the rubric, it's not going to help you.
And with the internship, did you just showcase some things, or did you showcase everything you did?
We couldn't showcase everything we did because that would have been formidable. So you want to take your best work, and then the work that often will go along with different points in the rubric. So for example, if artifact A showcases 2 or 3 points from the rubric, that's what you want to put in. So we did the timeline so that it spanned the entire internship, but the artifacts within the timeline were our best works.
And I would say, I would add to that, if in your timeline or in your process component of your internship portfolio, you're talking about screencasts that you've created, mm-hmm. and you don't have any screencasts listed as artifacts, or you have one, but you've been talking about how you've made oodles and oodles, you don't, like Patty saying, you don't need to include everything, every single one, but you do need to include a few, not just 0 or 1. They don't always, like Patty said, you should choose your best ones, but you may have to also choose a few that are okay to showcase that you did create a lot. I appreciate the students who include everything. I don't necessarily watch every screencast, but that gives me a better idea of kind of what you did, instead of just talking about what you did, providing those examples.
I agree with you on that, Irene, to a great degree, because the internship is not something that's going to go seamlessly. You're going to have bumps in the road, and you want to also discuss how you overcame those challenges, because that shows your strengths, because inevitably there are going to be challenges along the way. How you overcame them, how you connected with your admin and other colleagues will enable the person who's evaluating your internship to see, yes, you went above and beyond. So including those artifacts that aren't also stellar is also helpful.
Yes, and a lot of interns, in my opinion, think, or what I see, not my opinion, but what I see, include those kind of what the bumps in the road and reflections in the reflection journal or reflection area, the ongoing reflections. But sometimes it can be included in the rationale. So if in your plan you were, you know, I was planning on having a PD or a work session or something on this date and it got bumped for whatever reason, mm-hmm. You know, you can have that in your process section. You don't have to just stick that in your reflections. It can be in both spaces. So you can, in your reflections, talk about how you felt about it. And, mm-hmm. you know, because you might be frustrated, especially if you didn't schedule a lot of PDs and or whatever you're doing, and all of a sudden one is taken away from you.
Right.
But then in your rationale, in your process, you can talk about more of like, what did you do instead? So did you just say, oh, well, give up? Or did you try to, as you said, go be above and beyond and maybe flip it or put it online, or, you know, do an optional meeting for just, you know, whomever could show up after school one day, mm-hmm. instead of having this larger PD day. Excellent. Well, Patty, do you have any suggestions for the interns, the current and the future interns, on organizing their internship artifacts and rationales?
Save everything, because you don't know what you're going to need at the end. Don't assume that something is not going to be used for your reflection at the end, because it just might very well serve you to a better degree than something else. Keep everything by date in a folder, either in Google Drive or a separate hard drive. Have backups of your items, because preferably to the cloud, because then you'll be able to download it. You don't want to just do something and then not save it.
That's great advice. And we keep talking about, I wanted to clarify, we keep talking about rationales. Unlike the key concept portfolio, where in the key concept portfolio section, you have an artifact and a rationale for each key concept objective, within the internship process and products, it shouldn't just be a slideshow of artifacts, of images. Mm-hmm. So the rationales really need to be statements on what the viewer is looking at. So as the viewer, as the assessor of your portfolio, what am I looking at when all of a sudden I'm looking at like five pictures of you doing a, you know, a group PD? What am I looking at when I'm seeing documents, like a bunch of different documents? Like, what are these things? Patty, can you talk about how long your rationales for these items were? Were you writing paragraphs or a sentence or two per artifact?
No, I was writing paragraphs. Yeah. Long-winded, so.
So it doesn't have to be paragraphs. It can be short. It can be just a sentence explaining what the artifact is, because it just helps me identify what those are. Well, Patty, thank you so much for joining today to chat about showcase your awesome process and products. Do you have any other suggestions for the interns or advice?
Yes, I thank you for having me, Irene. It was a pleasure to be here today. And I would advise working with a group. We did that, and not necessarily for your internship, but for the process of the internship and providing your portfolio to your advisor. It always is good to get feedback along the way.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you, Irene.
Thank you for joining me today to chat about Showcase Your Awesome Process and Products. On the next episode, we will continue our journey into the internship portfolio with Showcase Your Awesome, the presentation, with guest Mayron Ogans. Have a great week of teaching and learning, and thanks for listening.